Today we are going to travel to Big Bear Lake. Now be aware that Big Bear Lake is not the same as Big Bear City. Yep, there are two different places. So Big Bear Lake is up northeast of Highland. You would take the Highway 330 that turns into Highway 18, a very windy road that brings you into the west side of the town. North of that corner is Fawnskin. And then to the east is Big Bear City. So we're going to continue. You can also get to Big Bear Lake off of Highway 38 from Mentone, bringing you in from the east side. It's a small town of 5,231 that hosts a lake at the center of its activities. Elevation is 6,700. They do get snow quite a bit, and there's a ski resort nearby. It's a year-round recreational area with miles of mountain bike and hiking trails, water sports, fishing, and hunting. World-class athletes train in the valley because of its fresh air and altitude. And Snow Valley ski area is close, along with Santa's Village and the main attraction, the lake. The average income is $77,000. The median rent is $957. Houses average at $391. The average person is 43 years. It's about the same male to female. Non-Hispanic white, 65, 27% Hispanic, 3% Asian, and other makes up the rest. The average family size is 3, 53% own a house, 47% rent. 40% are married, 60% aren't, 38% have some college, 27% have some college degrees, 22% are high school grads, but 10% have less than high school. The average earning is $30,000 a year. Now, the overall crime grade is D, and we'll pray about that in a moment. The history is the Serrano Indians, also known as the Mountaineers or People of the Pines. They lived there at first. They used to have many earthquakes that the Indians thought the Great Spirit was angry with the Padres, the people that came later to try to settle there, which resulted in a bloody Indian fight. Benjamin Wilson led some men to find raiders of Riverside Ranches. He named the place Big Bear Valley. The Serrano Indians, however, called it Yahaviat, which means Pine Place. Then gold was found, the miners paved a road into Big Bear, and the lake started as a reservoir and had two dams that eventually made into a monitor its spillage. It took 26 months to fill the lake and use it for neighboring communities, a major feat in those days. The film industry also liked the area to develop Western movies. Click on the history link to learn more about it. Their motto is Four Season Mountain Lake Escape, states it is a God-honoring community as you drive in. So, Father God, we pray for the city council that oversees this area. And we pray, God, that you would give them wisdom, integrity, and using the finances properly, looking for economy and business that would benefit this community and the people that visit there. We pray for the law enforcement that's situated there because it's so far out. We pray, God, that you would give them help and wisdom and direction and protection as they have to manage all the different things that are affected. We pray about the poverty rate. The average in California is 15%, but in Big Bear Lake, it's 16%. The highest is with children under 6 at 28%, 12 to 17, 25%, and children 6 to 11 is 20%. So the children are the ones that are being affected by this. A crime occurs every day. Almost every 2 days. That's a lot. With its overall crime grade at D, the violent crime is F, property crime D, and other crime D. So the top issues are theft at 11%, vandalism comes next, then burglary, drug crimes, and drugs, and assault. So God, we pray that these will decrease as people come to know you and their lives are transformed. We pray for deliverance from bondages. We pray that God, people will come to see that you are the God of love and your love would conquer all their fears. As of this day, they have 26 cases of COVID. We pray for them to be recovered and to do that quickly. We pray for the businesses there. Since the pandemic, they were hit hard because it was hard to get out there, and we were under a lockdown. So they're praying for more tourism, praying for more retail. Vacation rentals are beneficial, and people come and rent the cabins that are there. We pray, God, you would bless the Christian Conference Center, that they would have enough finances to keep it going and bring people from all different Christian churches to actually have retreats there and to have special speakers to get refurbished and restored and replenished and rejuvenated. We pray for the Performing Arts Theater, that it would perform things that were uplifting and with high moral standards. We pray for the zoo and the slide adventures for protection and for just pleasure and enjoying your creation. They do have several environmental issues, especially the roads. So God, we pray for safe travels, even though it's so windy that people will not drink and drive or text and drive. We pray, God, the fact right now that the lake is almost, because of the drought, it's very low. We pray, God, for rain and snow. And we pray for the upper lake that's been dry to it also to gain water. We pray, God, for the smaller towns, Fawnskin and Arrow Bear, to also be able to pray with the people because there aren't any churches there. So we pray, God, for intercessors to arise to pray for this town. We pray for pastors to get together and unite in prayer for encouragement. We pray for their online ministry to grow and reach people that can't attend church because of inclement weather. We pray for a spirit of conviction and repentance to come upon the people through the leaders, the ministers, the Bible study teachers, the Bible groups, the home groups, whatever it is, even people at their work, that they would share the word with authority and boldness. We pray for the lost to come to know you. We pray for transformed lives. We pray for an amazing awakening for those that are sleeping, that they would wake up. We come against the spirit of criticism, and we pray, God, for an open, active heart, for people to be willing. We lift up the churches, Community Church Big Bear, Bear Valley Church, Bridges Presbyterian, Believers Chapel, Big Bear Church of Christ, Summit Christian Fellowship, the St. Columbia's Episcopal Church, St. Joseph's Catholic, United Methodist, and the Journey Church. There may be others, but this is the list we have. God, if they are preaching your word, then I pray, God, you would just bring revival and anointing and growth. And I pray, Father, if they're not, that you would wake them up and remind them of who they are and who you are. And may there be such an amazing revival in this area that it spills over to all the surrounding areas in Jesus' name.